We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is our gambling segment.
Gambling makes it bearable.
Did you buy the hook?
You know what? But I don't know what the hook means.
We do it every week.
Gambling is the only way that makes it for you.
No, it is.
It includes Mutt.
Action, action, action. Bing, bang, boom.
So it's Mutt versus the show.
I made my dad make the bet for me.
You get it 6.5.
How do you get it for 6.5?
By the half. Double the juice.
What?
All right, there it is. Every week, Mutt comes in here at 5:30. We break it down. It's Mutt versus the show. We pick a game each. Mutt picks three games. We pick three games every week. One of them has to be the New England Patriots. And I'll say this. If you're listening, you're doing pretty well. Because after Thanksgiving, we're still tied here 1-1. Because Fourier took and Mutt both took Minnesota minus 2.5.
Yep.
The show is 20-13-1.
It's really good.
And Mutt is 18-13-3. Still very good.
That's five over 500, right?
Yeah, game back.
Five winners plus, yeah.
That is fantastic.
RK, good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you, Mutt.
Guys, very enjoyable show today.
Well,
listen
thanks.
To much of the show
today. There's a lot
today.
Going on.
Even with Lou having to say that Mac was good. I can feel the pain.
Mac
in
was
your,
great.
I can feel the pain in your voice saying it. Well, my guy Mac was awesome.
Mac was great. But do we have to go with, no, you think he's a top 10, top 15? Are you going to go there? Are you going to go there at 6?
We'll see. Listen at 6 o'clock. Right. I got to get through 3 hours tonight. We're going to do a lot of stuff tonight.
I had to burn my Zappy jersey. It was very sad.
It was very sad.
All the
I'll
people
say
who
this.
Bought their Zappy jerseys that weren't at that Bears game. Where are those today?
Yeah. So Arcan jumps into the studio on Wednesday. We do a little Turkey Day parlay.
Yeah.
And nails all three.
Are you surprised?
Day one, nails all three. So because of that, we have okayed him to step in for Mago.
Oh,
because
baby.
He is
yes.
on fire. The man is on fire.
That's right. I'm hot.
Mago's out of the house. By the way, we've all survived. I think it's the first time all year in our survivor pool we just have to pick a winner. No spread. All of us actually picked a winner, which is shocking.
Does not seem possible.
Our survivor pools are over in 2 or 3 weeks. We're on like our 6-1, Arcan. It's like week 12.
Amazing.
Week 13. It is amazing. All right, so let's do this. So both Fourier already went. We had to pick the Pats. We had to do it on Wednesday. You both picked Minnesota. So much 1-0.
Yep.
The show is 1-0. I'm going to start with one Christian Arcan is going to be picking for Mego. Arcan, give me the game.
My game will be the Titans and the Bengals without Joe Mixon and the Bengals giving 2.5. I'm going to take the Titans plus 2.5 there at home against Cincinnati. That's the game I like the most.
That's the game. Mixon is out with a concussion. Chase is still game time.
Questionable.
He is still game time, although he's practiced limited the last few weeks for personal reasons. I would like to see him play.
Big revenge game for Tennessee, too, by the way, because they knocked him out of the playoffs.
It's a great point. Personal reasons you have him in fantasy football?
I absolutely do, and I desperately need him because there's a big drop-off at the wide receiver position after Ja'Marr Chase, and I cannot afford that. So, Mutt, all right, he's going Titans plus 2.5. What do you got?
All right, one of the ugliest games on the board is going to be played in Charlotte, North Carolina on Sunday. The total right now for Panthers and Broncos is 36. The last decade, the lowest total in the league has been 35. So we're close to a record-setting total for low in this game.
Pats Jets was, what, 38?
It was 38, but a lot of low totals. Arcan, you're right. I do not want to bet Carolina as a home dog here. Carolina's number 30th in the NFL in DVOA offense. Denver's defense, their offense stinks. I understand that. But they're number 5. Sam Darnold starting this game. Sam freaking Darnold. You know what his record is against the spread since he started his career?
Not good.
18-30-1. That's 106th. Yeah, out of 109 qualifying quarterbacks, the people are betting Carolina. 63% of the bets, 72% of the money. Maybe it's because of this west to east thing, but that doesn't work. People tell you this week. Tell them they're idiots because teams going from Mountain Time Zone, where Colorado's located, right? You're a Colorado guy.
Yes, 2 hours back.
And Pacific Time Zone going east, 58-32-2 the last 3 years, 6-2-1 this year. It's an ugly game. Their offense sucks. I'm laying the point with Denver Broncos at Carolina.
So what is it, Denver minus one?
Denver minus one right now.
Minus one.
At Carolina.
That thing is ugly. All right, listen.
Ugly game.
So the game I'm going to go with, I think it's time for the Chargers to sort of take off here. Now, the line is down to 2.5. Okay, that's what I got. So they're playing the Arizona Cardinals. And I think the Cardinals, Kyler Murray looks like he's going to play in this game. But I've seen Kyler Murray way too much when he's not healthy with his legs. And it is ugly. Defensively, they give it up. They're not good against the pass. We saw Keenan Allen come back last week, not 5 catches, 94 yards. He and Mike Williams didn't exactly look right, but Palmer kind of got hot for them. I think it's time for these guys. They had a they lost to the Chiefs. Very good offense. Arizona coming off a Monday night embarrassment against San Fran. I think it continues for them. I think Kingsbury's on his way out. I will take the Chargers giving 2.5 all day, every day against the Arizona Cardinals, who I expect to struggle again offensively.
They looked a lot different with Keenan Allen back.
Yes.
Also, without Mike Williams, Keenan Allen apparently is the guy that makes that offense go. Gerald Everett's going to have a huge game
huge
against
game.
That Arizona
Arizona's
defense.
Awful so against tight ends.
Play Gerald Everett and all your daily fantasy stuff, underdog stuff this week. I like the pick by you. I also like the game to be high scoring. Total's 48. I already bet the over in that game.
Nice.
So there I like the over there.
I'm
like
betting the Chargers at your own risk.
I know.
My
well, hey. their defense is not good, but they can score points.
They're 5-5. I think they're a playoff team. And it starts here. It has to.
Well, they'd be favored in neutral side against the Patriots today, right?
Yes.
Who are 6-5, right?
I would think so, yes.
Probably Chargers
yeah,
minus 3.
Yeah, they'll get the 6-5. They
Chargers
the
are my Super Bowl pick this year.
As long as Staley doesn't go for it 17 times.
They're talented enough, though. It's not your
That's
fault.
What
you,
I thought,
you know,
yeah.
You forgot Brandon Staley was a moron.
He is a moron. But really they're getting sucks. A little healthy, especially at the wide receiver core. So, all right, what do you got? What's the
I'll
third
give
game?
You one more. I know he's now divorced. I know it was a bye week, so who knows what he was doing. But I can't resist Brady off the bye. Give me the Bucks minus 3.5 at Cleveland. I would love it at 3. It was 3 early in the week. It's gone to 3.5. Yep. Brady off the bye in his career on the road. 8-3 against the spread. 7-2-1 against the spread off the bye when he's a favorite of less than a touchdown. Rashard White's going to start and play a lot in this game. It sounds like Leonard Fournette's out. Leonard Fournette, the way he's played recently, is not that good. So Rashard White's probably an upgrade at running back for them. Jacoby Brissett, lame duck city. It's his last start. Watson back next week. So I expect a letdown there offensively. And then just defensively, Cleveland sucks. We saw 31st DVOA defensively. Tampa Bay top 11, both pass and run. Brady, same thing happened the first year he was there. Off the bye, they were a different team. I expect a similar thing. Smash spot for Tampa Bay. I like them to win this game. Win it outright, minus a 3.5, and over their team total of, what, 23 points.
I like that.
Put
you know
number.
What? It kind
big
of snuck
number.
Up on us, huh? Deshaun Watson next week?
He's back
I
next week.
About
yeah, he's been practicing all week.
I know.
God.
I know he's been
so
practicing.
So Brissett is had to sit there and like watch Jacoby, yeah. Watch him take snaps.
Yeah.
And so now he's gonna be, oh, woe is
Deshaun,
me.
And that's at Houston, I believe, correct?
That's perfect
next
timing
week?
For the NFL, right?
Oh, my God.
Sure
Deshaun Watson is back. Now, for the first time, I think it's show
it's
history.
Wild.
Okay? We all survived the survivor pool. So I'm going to go first. My survivor last week. I believe I took Baltimore. They won that game. And mine comes down to two words, and that is Kyle Allen. I'm going to take Miami going up against Kyle Allen and the Houston Texans because it's a huge point spread. There's a couple of them, Kansas City and Miami. I don't know if you stay away from either one. I'm going to pick Miami. So I'm going to go Miami in my survivor pool. Who do you got?
I'm going to go Miami my yep. survivor pool. I used San Francisco last
you
week
did.
On Monday night. So I will use Miami. Feels like the lock of the century there, especially with no points.
So Fourier, who used the Buffalo Bills last week, he told me he wants Kansas City.
Okay.
Because
against
that's the,
Rams.
The other yep. huge line yep. against the Rams. Again, two high-powered offenses. They're going up against teams that I don't think can put up points. So he's going to go Kansas City. And Arcan, who is not only picking for Mego.
He was 3-0 with his parlay
yeah,
picks.
The Titans plus 2.5.
That's your ass.
Ringer.
Jeez.
He's going to take his survivor pick for Mego, too. So that way, if he loses anything, Mego can just yell at him.
Yes. She can take it out on
so
me.
So who's the survivor?
I'll go with the Dolphins, too. Or can I not?
You can't.
No, you can.
I can
yeah.
take them. All right, I'll take the Dolphins,
took,
too.
She took Washington last week, the Commanders.
Although, part of me kind of wants to take the Eagles. Eagles-Green Bay Sunday night, but I'm going to stick with Miami.
Okay.
Stick with Miami.
All right. I like that.
Did we just jinx Miami by all jumping on the
Probably,
so.
Yeah.
Well, we did it with Buffalo. You and I got bounced a few weeks back when they lost to the Jets.
Yeah, Buffalo's in a weird spot.
That kind of screwed
5.5. Patriots are 5.5-point dogs next week. I kind of want to take the points early.
5.5.
Against Josh Allen. Josh Allen has got 3 touchdowns and, what, 6 picks?
I know.
In November so far. He doesn't look like the same guy. Running, he looks great, but throwing?
You ready to go at 6 o'clock with this game?
Yes, because my guy Mac looked great last night. And my guy Matt Patricia, I've always said he can call.
Are you going to put him in the top 15?
The great.
No, I don't. It's not even that. I'm curious, and I'll ask the question at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Is the reaction today, as you guys have talked about, mistakes across the board, awful penalties, Belichick got outcoached, or is it Mac looked good? Like, I feel better about this now. Mac looks a franchise. I don't know how Patriot fans feel. We'll find out at 6 with a bunch of different guests over the course of the
All right,
hours.
Much good to cover.
Yep.
I know we've been talking about it all day. It's almost like you were so happy to see Mac move the ball and this offense
yeah.
look normal that you forgot that they still suck in the red zone and that they just don't know how to win these football games anymore.
They're also kind of stupid.
Yeah, they
Hunter
used
Henry,
to.
Go out of bounds.
They're
Mac,
dumb football
don't slide.
Team.
Don't throw it in bounds. We have no timeouts yeah. left.
They're a dumb
stupid.
Football team when they get in these types of games. They don't know how to win anymore. All right, Mutt, appreciate the time,
show,
as
day,
always,
boys.
Every week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.